We are picking up from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, "Reza gitach im lo basi mikan ve'ayud beis chodesh." He makes a tanaim with his wife. Here's the get, assuming that I don't come back within 12 months. And what happens? V'meis b'zorchid beis chodesh. And lo and behold, that's exactly what happens. He dies within 12 months, and therefore does not come back. The halach is eno get. Nonetheless, it's not a get. Why is it not a get? Because there's no stipulation here of me'achshav, and therefore what's going on is the get is being chal lachar misa. Harezeh gidech me'achshav mevasim mikan v'yud beis chodesh v'meis v'zochid beis chodesh harezeh get. Posh in the case of me'achshav, everything's good. Im lo basim mikan v'yud beis chodesh kisfu utnu get le'ishti. He says very specifically, if I don't come back within the next 12 months, then you should write and give the get to my wife. Kasvu, everybody got the kisvu and the kasvu, right? At that point, kasvu, then actually they wrote, kasvu the get, besochid beis chodesh, v'nasal achid beis chodesh, if they wrote the get within the 12 months, even though they gave the get after the 12 months, ain't no get. Why? Because again, he said very explicitly not to write the get until after 12 months. However, if he says, kisvu utnu get le'ishti, write and give a get to my wife, im lobas mekanav adyu beis chodesh, if I don't come from now in 12 months, ain't no get. The Tanakhama holds the exact same thing. It doesn't matter the order. If you said im lo basi mikaned b'chodesh kisvu, or you said kisvu tznu gedlish im lo basi, regardless of the order, the Tanakhama holds it doesn't work. However, in this case, where he said the kisvu tznu first, Rabbi Yosi oimer kaze get. Rabbi Yosi holds that this is a get. So we have to see what's the chel. Now, Pashit, maybe the most simple way of reading this Mishnah is that Rabbi Yosi is only arguing on that last case. That's the way I've been explaining it up until now, right? That's the Pashut. We'll see. That's not so clear. The Gemara will discuss, is that the case or not? Okay. Mishnah continues. Kis v'lachbid beis chodesh v'nas l'achbid beis chodesh v'meis. Right? What happens if he says kis v'lachbid beis chodesh v'nas l'achbid beis chodesh v'meis yim aget koidim l'misa hariz aget. If, however, I'm sorry, I read a kisvu. Sorry, this is us, this is kusvu. Why anybody, Andrew, why are you correcting me? Kusvu lachrid beis chodesh v'nasa. If they did everything properly, right? They actually wrote it and delivered it lachrid beis chodesh. Then it's not a problem according to either one of the sheet. It's not according to Rabbi Yosi and not according to the Tanakhama. So then the Mishnah says, well, we have to see what happened, right? In other words, if it went through before the husband died, so then the get is fine. If not, even though they listened to the instructions properly, but bottom line is, the get wasn't written until Lachar Misa, and therefore it's not good. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara like this. Tana Rabbi Seinu Hetiruli Nasei. So we learned in a Braisa that even though the first case of our Mishnah told us that when he says, Mikan Venu Biz Chodesh, without saying the word Mi'achshav, the get is not Chal, the Braisa teaches us that Rabbi Seinu Hetiruli Nasei. The Rabbi Seinu allow her to get married even in that first case. Man Rabbi Seinu, who is the Rabbi Seinu? It's that Bezdin that we know and love from the Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah, that they're the ones that were matir, like we said earlier in the Masech, the Rabbi had this earlier, they were matir, the shemen of the Goyim. And why were they matir this? Because Sabri La Krabiosi, they happened to hold, like Shitas Rabiosi, the Amr Zman Shel Shtar, Muchiach Alav. The Zman of the Shtar is Muchiach Alav. Meaning to say that when you say this, when you had this man of the shtar, it's as if it was written in there me'achshav. So I was speaking out before with Jonathan, and the pshat is like this: Be'etzem, Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbi Seinu, the whole of Rabbi Yosi, they also agree, obviously, that a get can't be written la'achar misa, and they also agree that the lashon of adyud la'achar beis chodesh means la'achar misa. They agree to that. What they happen to disagree is that they hold that the Zmano Shel Shtar acts in place of a Me'achshav. So it's just the exact same case, but you put in the words Me'achshav, like the second case of the Mishnah. Everybody agrees if you said Me'achshav, and Me'achshav, if I don't come, it's Chodesh, everybody agrees that it works. So it's just adding in the words, it's in Lomdus adding in the term of Me'achshav. Well, the Amr Rabbah B'Reid Rav Chia B'Rabba Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yehuda Nesia B'No Shev Gamliel Bar Rebbe Hora, he paskin like this. So in other words, he's the one that's paskining that it was like Shitas Rabbi Yosi. Now, Rebbe, by the way, here, Rebbe is Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, and here you see clearly that Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya is not the same person as Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, because it's Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya who was the grandson of Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. He was the son of Rebbe Gamliel, who was the son of Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. So he paskined like this sheet of Rebbe Yossi, v'lo hodu lo kosiyato, but his entire company didn't agree with him. Okay, they say on the side of it, the base medrash. Base medrash, right? The people around him did not agree to him. But Amilah, some say, and it wasn't the base medrash, kol shaito. It means as long as he was around, his whole shah, his whole time, the chachamim that were around him did not agree to him. Okay, interesting, Shai, what to do with halacha l'maisa, Tosis, on this din, v'lo hodu lo kosiyato, Tosis discusses, can we bring a raya from here that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi? Tosis wants to say, don't not to prove that, right? Pashpah reading the Gemara would sound like, okay, nobody agreed with him, and Allah is there for now, like Rabbi Yossi. Tosis says, discusses, says, Dafka, don't bring Rai from here. Yeah.
It says, Siyato, and then the Amrila called Shaita.
Mm-hmm.
It's a discrimination, whether it's the whole base marriage or all the Chachamim, that's the.
No, I think it's for Kol Shaito, means as long as he was around.
So it's all the ones who were found there at that time.
Where are you?
The
Tzimun. No, but also Hashah.
Kol Chachamim Shinim Tzosh.
About this Kol Chachamim.
Right, but that's what that word means.
No, Shaito means his time. So it means either the Pshat is all the Chachamim Siyato, just the ones of his base medrash, or the Pshat is as long as he was around, like Rashi says, Kol Yemei Chayav. It's more, it's Kol's mind that he was around. So for 50 years, nobody agreed with him, right? I think it's more of a chiddush. It's more of a... First one's like, okay, the people around didn't agree. Maybe during that time when he... That Sunday morning when he passed, they didn't agree with him. The Kol Shaito was Kol's man that he was around. Nobody agreed with him. Okay. It says like, Marvaiter, Amalei Rebbe Elazar lahu saba. Rebbe Elazar said to this hu saba, ki sharisuha, la'alta sharisuha, o la'akash emasar chodesh sharisu. When they allow this to happen. In other words, when we have a case, he happened to be asking specifically in Chita Rabbi Yossi, which we'll see is really true in a minute, according to the Rabban when they say Me'achshah. But let's go in Chita Rabbi Yossi. When he says, Manal Shushar is Mechiyach Alav, and therefore, even in the first line of the Mishnah, in Milobas Mekadim, it was Chedesh V'meis, the Get is Chal. So he wanted to know, Rabbi Lozer asked the Husaba, when the Get is Chal, does it mean La'alter Sharisu, as soon as the guy dies? So he dies 3 months in, right away she can get married. Or maybe means you have to wait the full term till after 12 months and you can get married. So once so Gemara those are two tzaddim. So the Gemara explains what are the svaras? La alta sharisua dehalawasi. Right? Do we allow her to get married right away? Because obviously he ain't coming back, and since he's not coming back, it's going to be chal. We know for sure lima freya. So might as well just do it right now. Or maybe, no, you have to wait till the Tanai is actually Niskayim, and once the Tanai is Kayim, is Niskayim, then it'll go back to Mafreya to work. So Amrle, which is always a Geshmak Yeshivish move, right? Before he answered him, he just says, he was Medayik his question. He shlugged him up on his Kasha, right? He says, why are you asking me like that? The Tibay, they must Nisim. Ask the question on the Mishnah itself. Why are you asking Rabbi Yossi? Ask the Tabi Lerma Stisim. Me'achshav l'bas m'kan v'inu v'es chodesh, me'esach v'es chodesh, ha'rei ze get, so la'alta ev'i get, ha'lo osi, o'de v'lach v'es chodesh, to'i chayim l'tanoi. So like before, like, what kind of question are you asking? You have to be meduyik in your questions. Right? So Rabbi Lazar answered, ain't a chanami, you're right. I should have asked like that, but u'mishum, da'ava ba'hu ma'isa, but since it was in that ma'isa that I was told. So look at Rashi. He says it was a technical thing. He says ena chanami de ikla. I could have asked it on the Mishnah, right? And that's what should have been done, right? The truth is now. I'm sorry. I'm not saying I'm duyuk. The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara is learning not that the Husab made this taina back to him. The Gemara itself is asking, right? Why did Rabbi Lazar ask the question this way, right? Rabbi Lazar asked it to the Husab. So the Gemara is now interjecting, why did he ask it to the Sabbath like that? Why didn't he just ask it straight up? So the Gemara is saying, Echanami. But since this was the Maisa that it was coming off, in other words, he was speaking to the Hu Sabbath, right? Mishum Tahov, since that Hu Sabbath was Bahum in Yonah, the Shah Yosu, that they were martyred, so he said to him, okay, you know, I want to ask you about this. In Echanami, the question would have been valid also the other way, on the Rabbanah. Okay, he's saying, you heard this maisa, right? You heard this din that they were Rabbeinu, they were matir it, okay, and they allowed this up. I want to know, how did it go? You could have asked it in a different way. Okay. So now we have a machlekes between our Mishnah, which is not Mishnah, and the Braisa, which teaches us the din of Rabbeinu. Like we're going like Shitas Rabbi Yosef, which basically we're boiling down the machlekes to a question of, they're not really arguing fundamentally in what's going on. They're just question: do we honor the Zman Shel Shtar as a way of replacing the Me'achshav? So Gemara now speaks at Amar Rabbi Hakol Moedim Echad Amar Lechashet Teitzei Chama Min Artika Lechi Nafka Ka Amar La Vechi Ma'is Belayla Hevigel Lachar Misa. Everybody agrees if he would say to her, "Listen, I'm going to divorce you when the sun comes out of its case, i.e., when the sun rises in the morning." Everybody agree, in that case, he means to say l'chinafka, right? The get is not chal until the sun actually comes up in the morning. And therefore, if he were to die that night, as he was talking at night, he says, so you know what? The get will be chal when the sun comes out. So in that situation, everybody agrees that were he to die that night, it would be a get l'achar misa and it wouldn't be chal. Right? Because the get was only going to be chal the next morning and the misa came first and it's get l'achar misa. On the other extreme, on the nashe teitzei chavim min artika, if he said to her, I'm giving you the get al manas that the chama comes out, so me'achshav chamalo. There, for sure, he for sure means me'achshav. Why? Amar vuna amar rab, and you guys remember we had this earlier, some of the gears here, Rebbe. Amar vuna amar Rebbe, kolo oimer al manas ki oimer me'achshav dami. Whoever says al manas is oimer me'achshav dami. So basically, what is he saying? I'm giving you the get al manas that the sun is going to come up in the morning. So those are the two extreme cases. The whole machloikis, the whole machloikis between whom? The whole machloikis between Tanakam Rabbi Yossi is in a case where he says, Im teitzei. So, Mar Sabalak Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Seinu hold like Rabbi Yossi, the Amar Zmano Shel Shtar Mochiach Alav. So they hold that Zmano Shel Shtar is Mochiach Alav. And therefore, what happens? It turns into a get that says Me'achshav. Or it says Mayom, even though it doesn't say it in the get, but the Zman Shel Shtar gives it the status of a Me'achshav, and therefore it's no problem. But Mar lo sovik Rabbi Yossi, but Artana doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. V'havalei ki imati grave. That's like a regular case of imati. And Rashi references back to the Gemara we had in Ayin Beis. The other Gemara says imati is as trei lashonos. Right? Imati could be mashma sometimes after misa, and could be mashma sometimes Me'achshav when it's accompanied as a tanai. When it's accompanied by a me'achshav, so then we interpret the imati as a t'nai on the me'achshav. It will be chal me'achshav if I die. But if imati is by itself, so then it only works l'achar misa. So they both fundamentally agree to that, that the words imati will only be effective if they're accompanied by a me'achshav. They both agree to that. It's just that Shitas Rabbi Yossi holds that you can accomplish a me'achshav without actually writing me'achshav. You can get the status of Me'achshav by having a Zman Shel Shtar. If there's a Zman Shel Shtar, that serves in place of the Me'achshav. And it's Ke'ilu, it says Me'achshav. Okay, good. So now we go to the end of the Mishnah. Kasu. No, I did it again. Kisfu tru gedl ishti. Im lo bas mikan vadir bezchodesh. Kasu v'chule. Okay, so we said that there were two very similar cases in the Mishnah. In both cases, the husband seems to be instructing the people to write the get only after Yud Beis Chodesh. In the first one, he formulates it first, Kisfu Tnuget Le'ishti, and then he says, Im Lo Basi Mikad Yud Beis Chodesh. And in the second case, it's flipped around. He says, Kisfu L'Achar Beis Chodesh, and then, I'm sorry, L'Achar Beis, if I don't come back with Chodesh, then I want you to write it.
But the other one's backward, the first case is Im Lo Basi
Kitud. I slipped it right, I'm sorry, correct. In the first one is Im Lo Basi Mikad Yud Beis Chodesh, then write it. And the second one is, yeah? Okay, so now the Gemara here is picking up on the second one. Okay, so there Gemara is trying to figure out what's pshat in Rabbi Yossi. So Amalei Rabbi Amalei Ravashi Lema Kasav Rabbi Yossi Kasav Get Al Tnai Kasher. So Gemara here wants to say that what's the pshat of Rabbi Yossi? Why does Rabbi Yossi allow it to be chal? I mean, he clearly said, I want you to write the get within 12 months. And they're writing it after 12 months, and they're writing it within 12 months. He's telling very clearly, Kisu, right? I want you to write it, la'acha yud beis chodesh, and they're not listening. So why is the get chal? So Gemara says, you know, it must be that Rabbi Yossi really just doesn't care about the Tanai, Kilu. Rabbi Yossi's Shita is that if you write a get al Tanai, it's kosher even if you don't fulfill the Tanai. As that's Rashi says, look at that Rashi, kosher get al Tanai kosher, va'afilu lo niskayim batanai. And that's what it sounds like. Now, what's the nafkamina of saying this? What would be the nafkamina of learning up Shad and Rabbi Yossi like this?
Exactly, our Mishnah.
Okay, say it, but what?
He'll paskin.
And we know what he says in the Mishnah. What's going to be the nafkamina that it's not lehedi in the Mishnah? If you learn up shot like this in Rabbi Yossi,
if the guy ends up dying, Rabbi Yossi would hold that the woman was.
You just say, I know, and the Mishnah says it. The Mishnah says it works. I'm asking, what's the nafkamina of learning it up this way, of saying this is the pshat in Rabbi Yossi?
See, there's in all cases in the Mishnah.
Oh, beautiful. Here's the doc say that's Rashi. Okay, Rashi is medayik that it will come out. If you take a look at Rashi on Kosav Gedal Tanai Kosher. Umachshir Rabbi Yossi, at the end of that Rashi, the name of Nami Daresha Palev. If the Yosoid of Rabbi Yossi that he allows, thank you, Tani. If the Yosoid of Rabbi Yossi, didn't we say yesterday we're just going to do this straight up?
Someone turned it off, man.
Oh. That was Tans.
Tans, different clothing. Okay? If the Yosoid of Rabbi Yossi is that he Bechlal holds that whenever you write a get out tonight, we just kind of ignore the tonight, even as low as kind of tonight, it works. So then, even in the first case, we'll say that. Even when the guy says, Im lo basim, God is right. Right, it'll be the same thing because we just don't care about the Tanai.
But even there, Rabbi Yossi holds in again, even in the Risha.
No, that's what we're saying. Then he would be arguing also in the first case.
Right, but he's not. So
no, that's what I'm saying. It's not clear. That's why I said when I read the Mishnah. The Pasha way of reading the Mishnah is that he's only arguing the second case. But it's not clear. Yeah. We have two cases, and then Rabbi Yossi is Machshir. The Gemara does this all the time, right?
I have to say he's arguing on both.
So they're right. That's what the Gemara is trying to do. That's the Amkas, what the Gemara is trying to do. The Gemara is saying, let's box in Rabbi Yossi to this Svara. And if that's the pshat, then it means it argues on the first case also. This is standard, but a lot of times you have this. The Gemara wants to know, well, is he arguing only on the last case? You have those few statements, and then someone is arguing. Well, how much is he arguing on? Just the last case, the free case before? So the Gemara wants to bring right to this. So the Gemara says, no, really, I'll tell you the pshat is that it's possible. Right? In other words, you can't just ignore the tonight. The shiny hacha, midhavale lamemr, im lo basi. You switch around the order. This is what he meant to say. The imlo basi is only going, is only modifying the tnu. It's farteiching what he meant. Exactly. Write it now. And then the tnu. Why did he dafka switch around the order? He should have said, if I don't come back, write the get. Write the get. And then give it if I don't come back. Right? That's the way to say it. Write the get, comma. And if I don't come back, then you give it. So, Rabbanan, and then it would come out clear that he's only arguing on the second case. And that was bedakka because of the change of lashon. Rabbanan, lo shenachi, lo shenachi. And they want to say, no, it doesn't matter which way he says it. Bottom line is, he meant without the comma. It's funny, the story of my life today is a comma. All of morning said we were arguing with my shir about a comma. I ended up giving in to everyone else. But Second Amendment?
The right to bear arms. Comma. Is that not the comma? Is that the Fifth Amendment?
Saying like a comma.
Yeah. The comma, I think, the whole argument, the right to bear arms, I think, is the.
Oh, Shah had to read the comma. Oh, wow, that's pretty kishmak. Good idea. Okay. Says the Gemara, "Vayta tana rabbanon, lo dina vayisa la'achar shavua shana, la'achar shana chodesh, la'achar chodesh Shabbos, la'achar Shabbos mai." We'll see that in a second. Says the Gemara. So the Rice is telling us that if he says it'll be a get if I don't come until after the Shavua, which is confusing for people because Shavua usually in Chazal means 7 years. Right? 7 years, the 7 year Shemitah cycle. We would think of Shavua as a week, right? And Shabbos means a week, which we think of as the day of Shabbos. Okay, so he says I don't come back until after the Shavua, you have to give him the whole 8th year. Because that says Rashi, that's all Nichlal in the Achar. In a similar vein, if he says, I don't come till after the year, you have to give him 1 month after the year. If he says, until after the Chodesh, you have to give him 1 week. What happens if he says, La'achar Shabbos? He says, it'll be good if I don't come until La'achar, until after the week. So what does that mean, Mai? What's the din? Yasrub Zer Kameh de Rav Asi. Yasrub Zer was sitting in front of Rav Asi. Ba'amri lo, Rabbi Asi Kameh de Rabbi Yochanan. Some say, that wasn't the story of Rav Zer in front of Rabbi Asi, it was Rabbi Asi in front of Rabbi Yochanan. And he said, Chad b'shaba utre utlasa, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are basa shabsa. Arba v'cham shumali shabsa kam shabsa. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, that's already called before Shabbos. So if he has to say, we're talking about la'achar Shabbos, it would mean Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. Tanya Rebbe Omer, la'achar ha-regel, shloshim yom. What does la'achar regel mean? Shloshim yom. You have till 30 days. Not Reb Chiya darsha mishmei de Rebbe. So Reb Chiya went out and he paskened this halacha in the name of Rebbe v'kal sua. And when the Rabbanan heard about this, they were praising the fact that he was darshaning it that way. The fact that he was darshaning it in the name of Rebbe, I'm learning like Rashi now, in the name of Rebbe, that was a good, they were happy, because it was only Yechidah was saying it. But then, Mishmei de Rabbim, when he started saying it in the name of Rabbim, and Reb Chiya was no longer saying it as Rebbe Shita, so then Velol Kalsua, then they stopped praising him for doing this. Says the Gemara, Alma Les Hilchos HaKavasi. You see from the fact that the Rabbanim were only praising him when he said it as the name of as Das Yochid, and now when he said it in the name of Rabbim, is because we talk don't pass like him. So they didn't want it, word getting out that this is the halacha, when in fact it's not. So therefore they were displeased when he was saying it in the name of the Rabbim. Shkoya Hadron Allah Misha Achzoy. Mr. Shem will start a big chazor on Sunday. This is my problem.